Hi, I'm Deb McIntyre, and you are listening to the Shamans Podcast. Thank you for joining me. I hope my podcast gives you some insight into shamanism and its ancient practices and processes. This podcast will cover elements of shamanism that you can incorporate into your everyday life. You will also be listening to other people's experiences via my podcast guests. We will talk about many topics such as primal woman, primal man, the shaman's talking stick, the shaman's roundtable discussion, as well as some more general topics that I might throw in. So grab a cuppa, put your feet up, or perhaps you are listening whilst out walking or in the car. And welcome to this week's episode. Welcome to today's episode, Journey to Your Truth. Today we are joined by Claire Fitzhenry. Claire is a career and success coach. Her mission is to serve others to live a life of purpose and passion. I am thrilled and beyond excited to welcome Claire to today's program. Welcome, Claire.
Hi, Deb. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful to be here.
It's so wonderful to reconnect with you. So a little bit of back history. Claire and I sort of met, maybe 7 years ago, and we haven't really connected for, Claire, did we say, was it 5 or 6 years?
Yeah, about 5 years, 5.5 years, yeah.
So she was in Oz at that time, and now she's gone back to the UK. So I'm thrilled to reconnect with her, but also thrilled for her journey. She has really transformed herself since going back to the UK. So Claire, I wanted to start off first by asking you to explain to us, what is a career and success coach?
Yes, absolutely. Thanks, Deb. So for me, what I do is I support people to really live a life that's true for them, that's in alignment with their values. Like, everyone's idea of success is very individual and very different. So basically, I help people identify what that looks like for them, and then I support them to step into it. So there's many beautiful ideas out there that people have, but sometimes they just don't know how to step into that. So my job is to help them get clear, break down any limitations that they've created in their mind, and then step into whatever their true calling is.
Oh, thank you for sharing that. So let's lead then into our first question is, what does Journey to Your Truth mean for you?
I think for me, Deb, it's really about living life on my terms, what feels good for me. I spent many years pleasing others or putting others' needs before my own. So really, my journey of truth has been unraveling all the parts of myself that have been holding myself back from my potential. So just designing a life that actually feels really, really good for me, that brings me joy, that gives me a great sense of fulfillment. And it's empowering. So, yeah.
And, you know, with this journey that we go on, sometimes that can prove really difficult. You know, hurdles or obstacles appear. How do you overcome? What are some of the tools that you use to help you?
I think my number one tool is trusting myself, because often the mind tries to sabotage us. And when I'm going through a time of difficulty, I have to trust that I have the answers and I have the ability to make it through whatever challenge is presented. So it really comes down to, just trusting that I'm capable of overcoming any challenge, any obstacle. Self-belief really is my number one tool for, I guess, adversity.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So have you witnessed results or any results when you've connected to your truth? And can you share some of those experiences and examples with us?
Yeah, absolutely. I think my business is probably my most beautiful expression of my truth. It gives me so much joy to be able to serve others and to support them to step into their truth. I think my clients are my beautiful example of my expression. And that was an absolute process to get to. It wasn't, again, this is kind of years in the making of unraveling all of those parts of myself that were holding me back from my expression of my truth. And I think what's so inspiring for others is when I share my truth with others, when I show them what I'm doing, what brings me joy, it gives them the opportunity to say, hey, that's possible. And maybe I could do that. And there's nothing more fulfilling for me than actually observing the people that I work with break through that limitation that they've created for themselves and actually start living that life that they kind of envisaged, but they just never thought it was possible. And that, yeah, is just my absolute example, I think, of me living my truth, being able to serve others.
And I love that it's something as simple as that belief in I can do this. And we lead by example, isn't it? But when we step in and feel empowered enough to say, you know, I got this, I can do this, that's what real change is about. That's exciting. That's exciting. Yeah. I love that. You know, so often, you know, we tend to put certain people up on a pedestal and go, well, they can do it, but we can't. But giving people that access to say and that belief to say, look, actually, I'm you and you can do it. I'm doing it. You can do it. We're the same. Yeah, I love that. Thank you. So how has your own belief changed and grown during this time?
Oh, this is an ever-evolving part of me, which I absolutely love. I never kind of get stuck with my beliefs. I think I'm a human being. It's going to be ever evolving and changing. But something that I've recently discovered about myself was that I almost shunned parts of me because I feared it. So it's been really enlightening over particularly probably the last couple of years to actually really just kind of remove the parts or the conditioning that I had of myself, like unraveling that. So I could actually just show up with my beliefs and how I am without that concern or worry for what anybody else thought about me. So yeah, I've done a lot of inner child work to really connect with, you know, what did I believe when I was a little girl? How did I show up? And now reconnecting with that part of myself in my 30s is beautiful. And I'm just excited to see how those beliefs and those beliefs really evolve. And I'm happy to be forever learning and shifting and expanding and just trying to drop that fear of what people or how people perceive us. Because I think a lot of the time with beliefs, we do fear like our expression of that because we think, oh, we don't want to create, you know, separation with people that we love, or we don't want to for people to look at us in a certain way. But there is something so incredibly liberating about expressing your beliefs and just stepping into that. And yeah, I'm excited to see how that will evolve going forward as well, Deb.
Wow. Wow, hearing you speak, and you know, I'm just, my memory is taking me back to that place in your bedroom and you know, the tears and the things that you know you were going through at that time. And wow, just to see you as this empowered, powerful woman stepping into a truth that just, you know, when I say brings tears to my eyes, it's the joy, just the joy and the love that I'm feeling. I'm so thrilled and excited for you. Well done. You know, going on that journey to work through you know, and you, as you mentioned, working on your inner child and your other beliefs and your patterns and taking the time, you know. And this is another thing I want to share is, and you would agree to this, I know, Claire, that everything takes time. There's no magic pill. We need to be aware and acknowledge and accept the journey we're on. And every single day it's showing up, being consistent with our practice, having an understanding of why we think this way or believe this way, and trusting and believing that we're on the right path. So that's really powerful.
I think in a way I see the circumstances that we've had in the UK over the last couple of years, I've seen it as a real opportunity, Deb, because it gave me an opportunity to go even deeper with my healing and even deeper. Like, I was living by myself and we spent months at home, but that was a once in a life opportunity for me to go inwards and to do this work and to really create a practice every morning that aligned me, for me to be able to really discover and have that time to breathe and go, actually, how can I use this time to really step into my potential? So I see, you know, challenge as opportunity a lot of the time. And like you said, it's never an overnight process. There were, particularly the last couple of years, I think the unraveling of self involves a lot of, I'm on my knees, I'm screaming, I'm crying, I'm releasing, I'm letting go of all those parts of self that, you know, it's tough. It's not, we think sometimes when we see, you know, people in our position, we think, oh, it might be, that looks really nice and light, and they think about meditation, but actually there's a lot of shedding. There's a lot of shedding. And I'm so grateful that I've had the opportunity in the last couple of years, particularly, I mean, this has been a 31 year process, but the last 2 years have almost given me that opportunity, an accelerated opportunity to go inwards.
And I love that you talked about the challenges being opportunities, because that is something that I always say when experiences occur or when circumstances show up. I always say there is an opportunity here and there is a lesson here. There's lessons in opportunities and opportunities in lessons.
Absolutely. This is how we perceive it, isn't it? It's our perception.
Correct. And that affects the energy in it, right? And what we manifest, yes. So moving on, I know we've talked about some of the lessons you've learned, but can you share with us any specific lessons that you have experienced over this journey, albeit quite recently, that has really like surprised you or astounded you and gone, wow?
I used to look outside of myself for answers, whether that was consulting friends, family. I used to look outside of myself for answers. And what I've really learned, I think one of my biggest lessons, going back to that piece earlier that I spoke about, trusting myself, but I have all the answers I need. I just need to learn how to access them. And for me, it's been about creating an environment, learning how to create an environment where I can hear my inner voice, where I can hear my intuition. And I really do believe that we all have the answers within us. We just need to learn how to create that environment that we can hear the message. So that has been huge for me. It's like, actually now, I like hearing, you know, I like talking to people and hearing their ideas about things, but I don't let it dictate how I live my life. I appreciate their opinion, but really all it comes down to is what is best for me. So it's like a lesson, a real large lesson for me is about trusting myself above anybody else, because my truth is my truth and that differs from the next person. So I need to learn to connect to my truth.
And that's so true. And again, I love that is, So many of us, we look outwardly for the solution when the answers are within. Absolutely. And it is that consistent practice of checking in with spirit, checking in with our intuition. And that, you know, that, and that is something that we build over time. You know, we all have that gift, but some of us use it more than others. So it's just having that practice and trusting. You know, the big thing is trusting and believing, trusting and believing. So
absolutely. But I also think community is key. Another lesson for me is trusting that the right people will show up at the right time. Because often when you're on a journey of self-discovery, it can feel very isolating and you can feel like you're a little bit misunderstood. And I think it's important to know that there are people that have the same, you know, the same beliefs as you, the same, they're on that similar pathway, not the same, but a similar pathway. And actually, it's incredibly important to surround yourself with people that understand you, that support you, because we are, us humans, we need human connection. That's really important. It's one of my highest values is connection. So as much as I've done a lot of the inner work by myself, it's been really important for me to reach out and find my tribe.
Yes.
Find the people that are going to encourage me and support me along the way.
That's brilliant. So how do you feel now?
The first word that comes to mind is liberated. There's a sense of freedom. And again, that's, for me, it's freedom is probably one of my, again, highest values. It's like, actually, yeah, I just feel free. I feel free to be able to express myself. I feel free to be able to, yeah, create a life that is in alignment for me. And I feel, I actually spoke to a good friend of both of ours the other week, and I said, I feel powerful. And it's the first time I think in my life where I'm really connecting to that inner power. And particularly my feminine power, my feminine expression. And when I talk about feminine power, I don't mean just being female. I mean that sense of feminine energy, that energy of being able to flow and being able to receive and be able to, just feel free. I feel a great sense of inner power and liberation, for sure.
That's fantastic. Thank you for taking the time to share with us your journey. And, you know, like you said, and you mentioned that each of our journeys are individual, but what I always glean from it is, even though we each are on an individual journey, a lot of our experiences are similar. So it's beautiful that you shared that with us and your own personal lessons, because I know, you know, for myself and for our listeners, you know, we can glean some knowledge and wisdom to help impart into our own lives. So thank you, Claire, for sharing that. Before we go, is there anything else you would like to share with us in closing?
I think what I would encourage the listeners to think about is, how can you show up as your most authentic self? What are you good at? Where are your strengths lie? What are you a natural at? And like, maybe start writing a list of the things that you're naturally good at, the things that naturally bring you a sense of joy. Because often we just don't take the time to think about that. We put others' needs before our own. And actually, it's incredibly powerful to sit down and really reflect on, actually, what am I good at? Where do my strengths lie? What brings me a sense of joy? And then thinking about how you can take the first steps. How can you take, what do those first steps look like to be able to start living that? Because I'm sure there's so many people that are listening have got all these beautiful ideas and these wonderful ways that they can show up for the world. And I always think to myself, when I hold back from sharing my truth, think about all the people that need to hear your message. So maybe that would be something for the listener. It's like, actually, who needs to hear your message, or who needs to see your light? And I'm sure there's so many people that would benefit from that. So write down what brings you joy, and think about those first steps that you can take to start living that. And a nice quote that I always kind of sticks with me, that I think about when I move into a fear space, because I'm a human being. And of course, all those fears do come up for me too. But just as a kind of a closing quote, something that's supported me on my journey, is fear can keep you up all night, but faith makes one fine pillow. Mm. And for me, when I'm in times of fear or worry, I just trust, like you mentioned earlier, faith and trust. And I think if you have your faith and you trust, you absolutely can't go wrong on this path.
Thank you. Thank you for those words of wisdom. That was awesome. A lot of takeaways there. And thank you to everyone who was listening today. Whatever you can take or glean that will help you on your journey, there's lots of great tools and suggestions in today's episode. So namaste and blessings, and well on your journey.
Thank you, Deb.